Bava Kama Perek Hey Mishneh Hey. This Mishneh will discuss details of the hezek of bor, of a well, the dimensions and access to it. The Mishneh begins by talking about the location of a bor and the opening of the bor. Now, it's important that the opening of the bor be accessible to the public. Otherwise, if a person digs a well inside their own rishus, that doesn't present a problem in terms of hezek. The Mishneh begins, HaChofer bor b'rishus hayachid, ufesach l'rishus harabim. If a person digs a bor, that most of the body of the bor is inside a private domain, but its opening is found in rishus harabim. O b'rishus harabim, ufesach l'rishus hayachid, or the body of the bor is inside a rishus harabim, but the opening is in rishus hayachid. Now, since it's in a rishus hayachid, the opening, it either needs to be accessible, it has to be on the edge of Rishus HaRabim, so the person could fall into it, or a scenario where somebody, even though it was initially a Rishus HaYachid, the person was mafkir their Rishus to the Rabim, and again, it became accessible. If it's Rishus HaYachid, if a Sachal Rishus HaYachid Acher, if a person dug a pit, a well, in his own Rishus HaYachid, and opens it to another Rishus HaYachid, again, talking about a scenario where that second Rishus HaYachid, where the opening is accessible to the public, then a person, all these scenarios, is chayav for the hezek, for the damages caused by his bor. Now the Mishneh addresses the primary case of bor. It says, HaChofer bor b'Rishus HaRabim. If somebody digs a pit in Rishus HaRabim, v'nofel l'socho shor chamor v'meis, and a ox or a donkey falls in there and dies, chayav, he's liable. Again, even though this is not his rishus, all he did was dig in the public domain, but he is liable for the damages caused by his activities. It's like he owns that boar, even though, of course, he can't financially really own it since it's in the public domain. But it's the Torah made it as if it's his because he did the action of digging that boar. Now the Mishneh will enumerate the different dimensions of a boar. The Mishneh says it doesn't matter what the dimensions really are. It could be echad hachofer bor, whether or not you dig a pit, a well, which is generally round, or if it's a shiach is a sort of a ditch that's usually long and narrow, umaara, or it's like a cave, which means that it's more square in its dimensions or rectangular in its dimensions, but it has a roof over it. O charitzin, or charitzin would be a case where it's similar to a ma'ara in the sense that it's more rectangular or square, but it doesn't have a roof on it. Uni'itzin, or ni'itzin is the type of a crack in the ground or a trench in the ground which is wide on top and gets thinner as it goes deeper. All these cases are chayav. They're all liable. The Mishneh then asks, Im Kain, if that's so, that any dimension counts, so lama nemar bor, then why did the Torah specify bor, which is generally understood to be a round well? Because there is a standard dimension, or I should say depth, of what a bor is. Ma bor sheyesh bo kidei lahamis asar tefachim, just as a bor normally has a sufficient depth that an animal that would fall in there would die from the fall, which is 10 tefachim. So also, any other dimension that is, it's a different shape, but at least it has the depth of asar tefachim and has a sufficient depth that an animal would die from, the person would be chayav for that hezek. However, if the well or the any type of ditch is less than 10 tefachim, v'nafal l'socho shor or chamor v'meis, and the shore of the chomer dies by falling into it, if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's putter, because it's not a boar that is enough to kill. It's some other factor was contributing to the death, and therefore the person who dug it is not liable. However, that's only regarding the death of an animal. If it gets a damage can happen even less than a depth of 10 tefachim, and therefore if damage occurs to the animal, the person who dug the pit would be liable.